Thank you, Maggie. Back to some more news stories now, and we hear of the death of a well-known local musician, Albert Cooper. Then we have a caravanning venue, noisy neighbours, and a new scout hut. Our very own King of the Blues, one of the best-loved and most popular musicians in Norfolk and Norwich, and further afield, has died this week at the age of 91. Many of you will have known him and listened to his music and enjoyed his company over many years. His name, Albert Cooper. People across the world shared our love of Albert, especially in Ibiza, where he was a regular entertainer, but he never had any intention of leaving Norwich. "Norwich is the best place in the world. I love it," he said. A familiar sight on the city streets, wearing his trademark hat, so many people wanted to stop and chat with him about musical memories and much more.
Norwich has been named one of the best spots to go caravanning in the UK this autumn. Researchers from the AA compared different locations based on the number of campervan sites available, the hikes and trails nearby, the average cost of a meal at a restaurant, and the availability of fuel. They then compiled their results into a list, in which placed Norwich 8th. The results showed the city boasts 20 caravan sites, 427 notable things to do, 97 hikes and trails, and 53 petrol stations.
A pair of noisy neighbours with more than 700 complaints to their name have been prosecuted in the name of A Fairer Norwich. The duo had been making neighbours' nights miserable by blasting loud music to the point that some had to sleep in their cars just to escape. After a slew of 747 noise complaints across 18 months on the council's noise app, Norwich City Council took the offenders to Norwich Magistrates Court. The pair were fined £400 for breaches of a noise abatement notice, with additional costs including a £160 victim surcharge, £100 in legal fees, and £50 in enforcement and investigation costs. In court, the council applied for a criminal behaviour order, which could see the perpetrators banned from playing loud music for 2 years.
The dilapidated and mouldy scout hut on Jessop Road will soon be replaced by a modern facility. Andrew Parle, head volunteer for the 33rd Scout Group, said, "We are absolutely over the moon to be starting the work. We have had the most fantastic support from the community and I can't thank them enough. Our contractors, Reeve, TM Brown, have been brilliant too, and all the volunteers who have helped behind the scenes are just the best. The centre will provide that much-needed, accessible and well-equipped space for our young people through the Scouts, and it will be available to hire for the whole community too."
The dedication of nearly 670 combined years of voluntary, life-saving service was celebrated at a recent St John Ambulance Award ceremony. The Norfolk District of the charity held the event at the Forum in Norwich. Volunteers received several accolades, including a prestigious coronation medal for working towards a successful and safe coronation for King Charles III and Queen Camilla. Those who had completed 10 years of efficient service were also awarded service medals, with additional bars handed out for every additional 5 years of volunteering. Taken collectively, the volunteers recognised represented 669 years of dedicated service. Georgina Holloway, County President and Chairman of the Norfolk St John Primary Group, said, "I am incredibly proud of all our volunteers. Their dedication and skills shine through in everything they do for the charity."
A meticulous nurse with a passion for diabetes care has been honoured with a top regional award for her work. Beth Buchanan, a practice nurse at Oak Street Medical Practice in Norwich, has been recognised for outstanding contribution to diabetes care. She has been presented with the East Anglia Nurse Practice Award by the Royal College of General Practitioners, a prize which recognises outstanding achievements in the field of primary care. The nurse practitioner has led diabetes care at the practice since 2021, a period in which Oak Street had surpassed national targets in caring for patients with the condition. The surgery is part of the Norwich North Primary Care Network, PCN, an alliance of two other city surgeries, Magdalen Medical Practice and Lawson Road. The PCN's collaborative model empowers staff like Beth to implement meaningful change while sharing best practices across the surgeries. For a third feature, we have a brief history of two local air bases which are set to be recognised with new memorials. Chris Bishop's article is read by Maggie Secker.